Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And things are moving along here in the madness of the Matrix. And we got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Excuse me. Before we get started, I just got a few things I want to bring up. Please visit our website, The Lightgate Blogger, rather than lightgateblogger.com. They're both up, but The Lightgate Blogger is actually the website, and we're putting up more and more info going up. And also, don't forget to join our membership site. Patty works day and night hard to, and she works very hard, actually, to bring you needed and only needed info daily. So we screen a lot of the nonsense out. That the paid site is $9.95 a month, and you also get all the free prophetic insiders when we just put up the December insiders and Twilight magazines, and you can go back in and look at all the others. They're full of needed information and proofs. We deal in facts. There's also a free side to it. And don't forget to visit Angel Fall 923, where we post not only these radio shows, but we also have many free big documentaries. And when I say big, they're at least 2 hours long. They're also filled with all kinds of facts and information. I've always tried to just present true facts on all of this. Anyway, you might want to be visiting there before it does get removed by YouTube. They're censoring more and more all the time. And then more and more info is leaking out about the aliens among us. And slow disclosure. You may remember the movie X-Files or the TV series X-Files, where they were exposing all this. And the movie they came out with, X-Files Fight the Future, dealt with an alien virus manufactured by the aliens, carried by honeybees. It was an engineered bioweapon, and it was used to take over the world in that movie. It didn't work quite exactly as they thought. But anyway, there's a lot going on all over the place. I want to read a couple of things. It's an email I got. And Larry, I want you to comment on this one because it's interesting. She's not setting dates, but I sense this could be imminent. God is giving many dreams and visions to his people regarding what is coming. Excuse me. This is not the first warning I have heard, read, watched concerning missiles hitting the United States, and we need to be prepared spiritually. That kind of goes along with Larry's Missiles of October vision. You had that a long time ago, didn't you, Larry?
Oh, yeah, that's... I've been through a lot of Octobers ever since that one, and, I can't say much. It hadn't happened yet.
Well, a lot of times people get these visions, and they do come true, but they come true, you know, when the Lord brings it about. But here's a word from the Heavenly Father. Now, I don't know whether this is true or false, but I want to bring it to you. Because of other people who have had visions about New York City, and especially Manhattan, and a big false flag event. That has been going on now for some time, as far as Christians and others, not necessarily Christians either, having this vision. Anyway, it says, watch Manhattan. Millions will perish in the false flag event being planned in the dark recesses of your White House. The destruction of that city you call Manhattan is the prostitute of the nations. The president is part of this false flag planning, with Obama in charge of it all. Did you read my word? I told you this was coming, yet many do not believe what was written will come to pass. Well, the great city Babylon is, in fact, in Revelation 18, along with the nation, destroyed, and it's nuclear. It's right there in the book of, Revelation. Anyway, pray for lost souls that they may repent and turn to me before this fiery judgment occurs, for it will be just the beginning of the disciplined dominoes and that will fall upon your wicked, wicked nation. Prepare for the fiery kickoff event to occur suddenly, without warning, in a day and time you least expect it to occur. That's kind of interesting because it parallels biblical prophecies as well. Motivations for the destruction are high, with tensions felt globally by the squeeze of your president who reports to Obama. I find that fascinating because that kind of brings Steve Fletcher's has constantly been trying to warn people that Obama on certain dates did certain things that point to him and prove who he is. And, you know, Steve has had a tremendous amount of flack because of that. And I believe all this flack and scoffing and mocking is because these so-called Christians, as I've said before, are not ready, and they know they're not ready, and they're very angry that this thing may come to pass much closer than they want, because they don't want Jesus Christ to come back. And the reason they don't want him to come back is they know they're not ready for it. And I think that's the anger that shows up when you bring this sort of thing up. They want to hear it. Well, on this radio show, we try to tell you the truth. Whether you want to hear it or don't want to hear it, it's immaterial. I'm not here to please itching ears. I'm sent to give you the truth. And the truth is extremely hard, and kind of like what the apostles said to the Lord. You know, these are hard sayings. And, of course, some of them left because they can't stand it. They don't want to hear it. It's like the word repent, you know, dirty word. Can't have that in our Christian, modern Christian theology. We don't need the word repent. All we need to do is have faith and belief. No repentance is required. Anyway, don't seek the funds for your coffers. You better be seeking me for the salvation of your souls. Once this massive judgment begins, it will not matter what you have in paper, for all of it will be burned up in the economic collapse that is coming. Your mammon idol will fall. Your national pride will fall. Your destruction will come, that souls may be saved and enter into my kingdom of righteousness. Don't delay. Seek me now, for the deluding influence will come upon your planet. At that time, those who don't know me will never know me, except as their judge. Place your trust in me, my people, for the wars, the destruction, trials, and fire are coming, and I will be with you through it all. So, anyway, Larry, what do you think? Well, I've read a lot of books, and recently was reading a book by
Mark Goodwin, and there's a number of Christian authors have written books that are involved in the end time scenario, and a number of them are writing on the tribulation now and what may be coming with that. And I know a lot of people poo-poo those books because they don't think it's that time yet, or we may not even be approaching that time. And I know people's told you and I and others that we've got 50 more years. And so, anyway, people need to have their houses in order. I don't believe people realize the peril this nation is in at the moment.
Yeah, and what we've got coming down the pike, it's not going to be good either way it goes, because let's say Trump exonerates himself. I firmly believe he won the election by a landslide. I firmly believe that global deep state cheated massively and to get Biden in, because they want to bring in their new global new world order. And as I said before, the argument with Trump is also a globalist. Don't be fooled. They're all in this. It's just depending on how they want to bring about the new world order. Trump is a globalist, but he wants nation states. Deep state, global deep state, China, UN, WHO, CDC, and all those people want a new world order under Antichrist, where states and nations are dissolved. That's where the difference is. So it really doesn't make any difference, except Bible prophecy indicates that communist New World Order under the United Nations will be the one that wins. So we're just going to have to watch and see how this happens. Possible that Donald Trump will actually win in the end and go on for another 4 years. Absolutely, it is possible. You can't say it isn't possible. Right now, I guess people would say it's probably not likely. And no matter which way it goes, I think we're heading into revolution and riots, which I think basically have already started and been going on, just a lull that we're in right now. It says here, Larry, massive amounts of evidence will be presented on January 6th, I guess by Trump. What's your take on all this?
Where'd you get that headline?
From Jack Phillips. And it says, I'll read part of it.
Oh, okay.
President Donald Trump announced that evidence of alleged election fraud will be presented to the joint session of Congress. Massive amounts of evidence were presented. We won big, Trump wrote on Twitter. And we got Josh Hawley, Republican, Missouri, and 40 House GOP lawmakers have announced they would challenge the Electoral College votes during a January 6th joint session of Congress due to alleged fraud and irregularities. What do you think?
Well, you got to remember, while this is going on, supposedly, remember Trump has called for a massive march or gathering in Washington, D.C., some of the insiders are saying that almost all the businesses in Washington, D.C. have boarded up, closed, shut down. A lot of people have left the city for that event, and they're really expecting lots of problems. And there is also data in the background that Antifa and Black Lives Matter people are going to be met head-on, possibly, with the Proud Boys. So I'm not looking for a really peaceful gathering that day. I think there's going to be trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. And that's one of the reasons why we're probably looking at martial law. Even if Trump wins, he probably is going to bring about martial law. He's going to have to do something to quell the riots. This is something the Illuminati and the global deep state have wanted for a long, long time. It's right there in their protocols of the elders, that how they were going to do this. And we're on the precipice of all of this. And it's just too bad that the people are not waking up. Here's another one, Larry. Trump warned is playing with fire after Jeffrey Epstein and Seth Rich bombshells explode. We've known for a long time, at least the conspiracy tinfoil hat people, that Epstein was not the one who was brought out from the building. Epstein is still alive, and they say he's singing like a canary. Seth Rich was the one who leaked all the Democratic stuff to WikiLeaks, and that was known for a long time. He was murdered because of it. That was a hit job from Hillary and the rest of them. Anyway, she says here, a fascinating new Security Council report discussing events relating to day 59 of the election war, now currently raging in America. All eyes now turn towards the Electoral Count Act of 1887 that requires at least one U.S. House of Representatives and one U.S. Senator to object to the state's electors for it to be registered in the upcoming 6th January presidential vote certification process that will see the U.S. Congress certifying this election results in a hearing presided over and controlled by Vice President Mike Pence. What do you think Pence is going to do, Larry?
Well, I've heard a number of things. Yeah, I've heard a number of rumors that's been going on up to this point involving Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi collaborating to try to overthrow any kind of Trump victory at all and stop Pence from making a move. I also heard that Pence may not be going to make that move. So, you know, here we are. You know, we're getting awful close to January the 6th when this thing's supposed to come to a head. It's rather interesting. But, you know, I was thinking, would I rather be under martial law for a little while under Donald Trump, or would I rather be under martial law for a little while under Joe Biden and all his minions? And I do mean minions. So if you're going to have martial law, sometimes you'd rather be under Cyrus for a while.
Yeah, I don't know. Either way, it's not going to be good. Once we go under martial law, we're going to lose the Constitution Bill of Rights forever. It's never coming back. They're going to promise they're going to bring it back. That's it right there in the protocols. Oh, we'll tell all the public of America that as soon as this crisis is over, we're going to give all this back, and
oh,
they will have their Bill of Rights and their Constitution. And
yeah,
they openly say they're lying.
Well, while you're talking about losing the Constitution, I would like for you to explain to me how over the last 4 years it's been utilized for the American people.
Well, that would be a prophetic utterance, I believe. It doesn't really make any difference, because if you lose it, you lose it. And it's all part of the plan now. Having said that, however, Trump, by the Lord, maybe having another 4 years, which then is a further delay and mercy on the part of the Lord. His whole object of all of this is to bring as many people as he can into the kingdom. We have seen no repentance anywhere in America. In fact, now we got people like, I can't think of his name, he's on Fox News all the time, he's one of these big deal Christians, telling people, oh, line up for this COVID vaccine. It's your official duty. It's your national duty. And we have all these other so-called evangelist fakes out there telling their people, line up for your shot. Why would anybody inject a poison into their body when they have no idea what it is, what's in it, or what it's to do? So anyway, I'm hoping that Trump does take over and we have a further delay, only to bring about more repentance, real repentance. But having said that too, I don't think that means that the Lord is not going to smite us and smite us very hard, irrespective of who's in charge. I don't think it matters who's in charge. If the nation is not going to repent, he's going to keep hitting us and hitting us and hitting us, hoping, I guess that's what this is all about in my book, to get people to come to the Lord. In fact, the tribulation period, bad as it is, has one design, to bring as many people into the kingdom of God that can be brought in. And that's what this is all about. The matrix is closing, and the age of grace is closing. And don't forget, grace brought Jesus Christ into this matrix, and it was grace that brought a straight gate and narrow way into this matrix. We don't deserve any of it. That's what grace is all about. Good point, Larry. We don't know. I guess we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. Day at a time. Day at a time. Getting back to her thing, she says in Sorcha Hall, says at least 140 Republican Party members of the U.S. House preparing to officially object to the certification. They're going to object. So what does this do? Where does this go from there? Do you know? I don't.
Well, I don't really know for sure. However, reading a little and watching some data from history, it sure does remind me of the days of Abraham Lincoln and the Civil War.
Yeah. And that points to Obama. And I'm wondering about that prophecy, because Obama's kind of like Putin over there in Russia. He lays in the weeds and watches what's going on. And when the time is right, his strategy is almost always perfect. And he's undone the United States I don't know how many times over there in the Middle East. Speaking about the Middle East, what's new over there?
Well, the irony of this, and you mentioned, having Trump four more years or possibly less, and we really don't know. The interesting thing is going on in the Middle East at the present time is the total collapse of the Israeli government. And at the present time, Netanyahu running the government, kind of rogue, I suppose, and he has also dissolved the Knesset. So really, it's just Netanyahu basically running the country with their National Security Council, assisting him. But what's interesting is, we saw the pivot, and we went through all of these signs way back, and
yes,
we saw the pivot begin, and using Trump, or Cyrus as sometimes we refer to him, to begin to institute something in Israel or a change in the Middle East involving Israel, and we've seen that to a degree. Now,
yes,
it appears that that's not finished yet, and whether Trump's going to be left a little longer to finish the job or whether he will even do the job, it's open for discussion. But ironically, you asked what's happening in the Middle East. Koenig's International News put it out today. Iran issues a Trump death threat.
Yeah.
And their report is, in a few days, the life of criminal Trump will end. So Iran is now predicted within a few days Donald Trump's going to die, one way or the other. And, go ahead, and then I'll add to it.
Well, that's just, the rhetoric of he would if the Lord didn't protect him. But I agree with you. I think he has more to do. I just can't imagine that the Lord is going to allow this Israeli moves that he has made and then just abandon it when we have the Sanhedrin coming up to full power. They are really want this third temple. In fact, Trump himself, if I recall right, didn't he wire the chief rabbis over there and say, is it time yet to approve for the temple? So,
oh yeah,
there's a lot going on behind the scenes that the world's not probably knows nothing about. But I do believe that he's going to be around for a little bit longer. I hope so, because Biden is an absolute enemy of Israel, as far as I know. Am I speaking out of turn here?
I don't think you are, because Biden has already announced that he's going to begin to remove all the blessings, if you will, on Israel that Donald Trump presented, and begin to remove them. So you're going to not only see no U.S. embassy in Jerusalem, you'll also see no Sanhedrin activity, no temple institute. He's going to begin to erase everything Donald Trump has done. So we're really at a very critical, pivotal time in history. Either Donald Trump or Joe Biden or Obama, somebody's going to move forward from 2021 forward.
Yeah, and with what Trump has already done, even let's say the Lord is not very happy with Trump, he's still got a job to do. And nobody else that I can see that's in there, that we know of anyway, is so pro-Israel as Trump is. Now, granted, we know that Israel has to go into the time of Jacob's trouble, and this rise of the Sanhedrin is just a deception, and they're trying to bring in a millennial Israel by themselves, and Jesus Christ is not going to really approve of that. But that being said, it doesn't really matter if Trump is the guy selected to approve of this third temple, then maybe his job is finished after that, and he could easily be gone. We've heard all those prophecies that Trump is going to be eliminated one way or another, and then we've heard all the prophecies about Obama in a time of absolute chaos and ruin of America. The American people want him back. That would not be good for Israel, because he hates Netanyahu, and actually he hates Israel, and he hates Christianity with a passion. He's a New Ager, basically. He wants to bring in the Psalm 2 religion. So, going to be interesting how all this fits. Any other comment there, Larry, you wanted to make?
Yeah, I was just going to mention, I know that a lot of times Iran makes funny threats, but I don't know if you saw my blog, and I've got up an image that was posted when this threat came out, and mm-hmm. there were missiles being fired, and in the background it was in return for the face of Soleimani.
Yes.
Remember, that was the one Trump targeted and took out, in Iraq. And what's interesting also is this began... Trump has also ordered the aircraft carrier that we've got there in the Middle East to leave. And so I'm beginning to wonder if Iran and, they know there's going to be a war between Iran and Israel. You're not going to get past that one. But is it possible that Trump is moving the carrier out of the way for a missile war, basically? We've got that nuclear submarine, the USS Georgia, off the coast of Iran, including, for the first time ever, a nuclear-capable cruise missile submarine belonging to Israel. Never heard of before. And this is setting off the coast, and now Trump has ordered the aircraft carrier away from there.
Yeah, it sounds like he doesn't want to get involved if he doesn't have to. Or if he's going to get involved, like you said, he's going to do it from a distance with missile technology. That thing can explode anytime. Folks, don't forget, we have Isaiah 17, we have Daniel 8, we have Ezekiel 38, 39. They all got to come to pass. Now, whether the church is here for that or not here for that, I have no clue, because we're not really told whether all of that occurs in the tribulation period or whether it leads to the tribulation period. So we're in very troubling times, I guess one could say. And a lot is going to happen by January 6th. Keep your eyes on that in Washington. I don't know. How do you predict? I mean, we've got prophecies both ways that say they come from the Lord. You can't have that. Either one is right or one is wrong. So I guess it's just watch and pray always, as Jesus said, that you be worthy to stand before the Son of Man. By the way, I posted a blog about being worthy and being ready. It is not what you think it is. Do a word study and you'll find it out. In fact, that word study is extremely scary as who the God or who Jesus considers worthy. Very, very frightening when you do deep word studies on that stuff. Anyway, getting back to America, National Guard deployed throughout Los Angeles County. Larry, are we going to watch martial law installed in various cities? Because that's really what this is. If you're deploying the National Guard throughout the whole Los Angeles County, you basically it's a type of martial law, right?
Well, it depends on who do you have in the article who called them up?
No, it doesn't say, or I didn't read far enough down to find it. It would have to be the governor. I can't imagine.
Well, knowing the governor of California, I would have to just, and I'm assuming, okay, I'm just assuming or surmising that if he called them up, I imagine he's going to use them against people that don't follow his rules.
Exactly. Exactly. In fact, I got another article. It's very scary, folks. If you don't rise up now and put a stop to this, you're all done. And I'll get to that. Earth changes. We're kind of wander around here a little bit, and Larry's got some stuff on some amazing Torah codes that we want to talk about. Anyway, this comes from the Big Wobble, which is a very excellent website. Here's the headline. Monster, the most intensive storm ever recorded, smashed into Alaska's Aleutian Islands chain on Thursday with a ferocity seen only in the blockbuster movie The Day After Tomorrow. Bomb cyclone was measured at a record low barometric pressure of 921 millibars. You ought to see a picture of this. It looks like The Day After Tomorrow. Larry, what do you think about this? This is just the beginning, I believe.
Yeah, and what's interesting, it seems like this came out of nowhere, kind of like in The Day After Tomorrow movie, and it's doing very strange things. Here's the report from strangesounds.org. Record-breaking bomb, calls it a bomb cyclone, strikes Alaska Pacific region with 110 mile-per-hour winds and 45-foot waves. A 2020 end cyclone into 2021 with they call it an ultra low pressure forming. And they say this is in progress, and they don't know how bad it's going to get, but this has never been seen before, especially in the Pacific, the Northern Pacific, and the region of Alaska. And if you look at and I saw the images, the data images on Strange Sounds, and it does look like the movie, prediction of Day After Tomorrow, where those very unbelievable hurricane-like storms with incredible cold came.
Yeah. This is almost like it's going to turn into a Landocane. Remember those? We had a couple of those. In fact, one of them dumped about 4 feet of snow in Wisconsin. I can't remember what year that was. but it was just a horrendous. They're actually a land hurricane, and this kind of weather, folks, is going to start all over the place. These are part of the judgments of the Lord. Now, people would say, well, it's weather warfare. I can't remember his name, but he was Secretary of Defense. Bill Cohen said they did have the technology to do all this stuff. But if the Lord doesn't stop it, it really doesn't make any difference whether the Lord does it or whether the rich men of the earth are doing it. The result is the same. You end up with disasters all over the place. I think this is just going to keep getting worse, don't you?
Well, it's kind of interesting, too, and while we're on Earth changes, I was going to mention that going into the end of 2020 and waking up in 2021 on New Year's Day, there was a massive winter storm hit Oklahoma. Thousands of people without power, an incredible storm. It stopped but just west of me, so I didn't get it. But it was a huge storm, and it had been very, very cold, too. But talking about that, I wanted to also drop right quick a hint that, let's see if I can find my notes here. There was also some very interesting, the first day of January 2021, there was some very interesting earthquakes occurred that are kind of ironic because I looked at them this morning and it was a 3.1 magnitude earthquake in south central Oklahoma. That's the southern part of Oklahoma around Chickasha and mm-hmm. Chickasha. And it looked like that line went down into Texas and out to western Texas where there was quake swarms 4.0 and below, multiple strikes of the earthquakes there. And those snaked down into a 2.9 earthquake in Stanton, Texas, which is right on the Gulf of Mexico, Stuart. We're starting to see some really interesting locations for these quakes.
Yeah, wasn't it Stan Dale, who said when you start seeing these things in the Gulf, look out, because it is a prelude to the breakup of the United States.
Yeah, and by the way, in the Caribbean, they've got volcanoes the last few days starting to come to life.
Yeah, we're going to see stuff you wouldn't ever believe, folks. And the only preparation you can make is as best as you can. The Lord has to do the rest. But this is why people need to get out of the matrix. This earth is going to be burned with fire, just like Peter says. And so there is no future here. And people better wake up to the fact there is no future here. That's why Jesus came here, because he knew there was no future here. And he came here to rescue. He came behind enemy lines to bring in a method of escape. And it's amazing that people just either don't understand it or don't want to understand it. I would advise you get my books, Frequency 1 and 2. A lot of people have written in and said, for the first time, I really understand what is going on and why Jesus said what he said and why he said it. It's absolutely amazing. Anyway, here's another headline that's kind of interesting. Bright red skies over Saudi Arabia. Native American prophecy of the red skies. Remember that, Larry?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
What is going on over there? I mean, that sky was absolutely bright red all over the place.
Well, it's not only there. It's a number of countries are finding red skies lately. And I remember Red Elk talking about that, and I remember he said, when you see the red sky, it's too late to do anything anymore.
I think so. Yep. We're running out of time, folks. If you're sitting on the fence, you better get off it. That's all I can say about it. Okay, let's switch over to CV-19 and their plan to vaccinate everybody. Listen to this one. This is scary. Doctors lay out plan to punish people who refuse coronavirus vaccine. There is no alternative. What a bunch of liars, these people. In fact, I just got done with a blog, and I've turned it into a special report. If you email me at enigma@trueinsight.com, we'll send you a PDF of it. It's just simply called A Special Report, The Rich Men of the Earth and the CV-19 Hoax, The Coming Global Antichrist System and Mark of the Beast. And all I did was go into the Bible and do word studies. It's coming true exactly as the book of Revelation said it would. It's absolutely incredible. Anyway, going back to this one, it says, simply put, getting vaccinated is going to be our patriotic duty, and Americans should consider making it difficult for the unvaccinated to participate in society. What more do you folks need to hear to understand what this is really all about? It's about the mark of the beast. Here's what it says. A coronavirus vaccine should be mandatory, tax penalties, higher insurance premiums, probably even refusals, and a denial of many government and private services ought to be considered for those refusing the shot. Two doctors and an attorney argued in USA Today. While the measures that will be necessary to defeat the coronavirus will seem draconian, even anti-American to some, yeah, well, probably, we believe that there is no alternative. Well, there is an alternative. Get rid of these kind of doctors. Simply put, getting vaccinated is going to be our patriotic duty. Well, there you go. We have thousands now, thousands of doctors have come forward and told you what this is really all about. And that report I just said I'd sent to you, special report, is all about that. But it's from a biblical perspective and how it's all coming true exactly as the book of Revelation said it would. Anyway, let's get on to those Torah codes you found, because that's interesting.
Well, let's see. You got one I was just going to mention that's really interesting. Barry Rothman, you know, who's recently been running some of the Torah codes. And you mentioned at the beginning about the arrival. And
yes.
I pulled out Barry Chamish's old book, Return of the Giants. I've got a hard copy of that, and I was going through it. And rereading it and looking at the pictures, and in my opinion, the ones that are visiting Israel that are about 7 foot tall appear to be the tall whites, as Charlie Hall called them, and they have bases, you know, in America, you know, on military bases. And interestingly, though, Barry Rothman, he made a comment. He said Genesis 6:2, sons of God, daughters of men. And he ran two matrix, and they're very interesting. The first matrix says, number one, man from Mars. Number two, and the sons of God, Saul. Number three, the daughters of man. Four, that they were fair. Five, and they took them. Six, for wives. And then, oddly enough, he says, why has America fallen? And he's got a matrix on that. It says, number one, America fallen. Number two, the fallen giants, Nephilim, sons of Anak. Number three, with aliens. Number four, Netanyahu. Number five, UFO. Number six, Israel. Number seven, Iran. So we're really in unprecedented times.
Wow, that's fascinating. Well, they've been here a long, long time. Let me read while we're on the subject of UFOs and the arrival. This comes from a book called Mary's Message to the World, and it was written by Annie Kirkwood. She's a New Ager. She denies the scriptures a lot, but all of these people, like No Eyes, the Great White Brotherhood, and all these folks, they're all telling you the same thing. that the Bible is telling you. They're just shedding, I believe, a little more light maybe on the subject. And I know people say, well, you can't take anything from these people. Well, if you don't read what the enemy is saying, you're kind of out in the dark. But anyway, I just want to read a little bit of this. The year after the year is what she's talking about in the future. All manner of occurrences will be taking place in the last years. UFOs will be seen almost daily. They will come in great numbers and try to make your government on Earth. Let me see if I get the right one here. I lost my place. Anyway, I'll skip that. It will be these years that some of the aliens will suddenly appear to your world leaders and offer help. It will be as if the angel of the Lord had come to help, but surely you have the knowledge beforehand, will see the working of the whole universe to save mankind. With a new attitude, your world leaders will be ready to hear of ways to save the populations in the coming turning of the earth. The extraterrestrials, as you call them, will be of much help, but still your leaders will not want to give any hint that these negotiations are transpiring. Well, that's exactly what Noy says. There will be no disclosure publicly, even though the government has been working with these people right along, these extraterrestrials. We know them. They're fallen angels. Now, she says that they aren't fallen angels. They're God's angels. Well, the Bible says they are fallen. So I guess you have to take your pick. She says these are truly the final years. As you see, for the next big happening will be the turning of the planet, Earth, onto its side as it juggles and shakes the oceans out of their beds and new ground is brought up from the depths of the ocean. The new lands will appear in these last years. Atlantis will rise again and become known. Anyway, and this is from Mother Mary. So, and this is interesting in view of Fatima. I will be appearing in many places in these last few years, and so will other angels of God. They will come to answer questions and to give advice. Many who think them devils and many of your religious leaders will confuse the people and give wrong advice. They will denounce the spiritual realm, which will show itself to mankind. When will you on earth realize that Satan's and devils are only in your mind? In other words, there is no such thing as Satan. There are no such things as devils. It's all extraterrestrials. What do you think, Larry? I mean, this is all very, very fascinating stuff.
Well, it's kind of interesting that if you'll remember, there were reports a few years ago, remember, of Netanyahu being taken to a craft and having a meeting, and that was about the time they used Stuxnet against Iran. And
yes.
Remember, McAfee said Stuxnet, nobody even knew what it was, and it was utilized in Iran, and said, McAfee, remember, before he got out of the business, he said, you can't stop it. It's morphing and moving through the system. So that appears to be an alien nanobot technology that man really has let get out of control because we didn't control it or couldn't. And at the same time, there was something really interesting come up in Barry Rothman's book that I wasn't sure of. It says, let me read this paragraph. It says, one of the last great, barely known wonders of the ancient world is a Stonehenge-like monument setting atop Israel's Golan Heights. Now, think back. Isn't the whole world basically fighting with Israel over the possession of the Golan Heights? And we know there is energy there, but maybe there's more to this. It says atop Israel's Golan Heights is a place called Gilgal Rephaim. The circle
yes.
of the Rephaim in Hebrew, the monument consists of five concentric stone rings whose diameter is 155 meters. And so there also could be a paranormal dot to connect to all this battling over the Golan Heights. It may not just be because it's a high place. It may not just be because there's oil there or gas. It could be over the arrival that's coming.
Yeah, because that's the very place, you know, Mount Hermon is part of that. And Mount Hermon is where the Book of Enoch claims that the angels came down. And so that would make absolutely perfect sense that that's where it all started. Back in the days of Genesis, that's where they landed. Surprisingly enough, I think it's on the 33rd degree parallel. Roswell, in that event, 33rd degree parallel. If you study masonry, you'll find out that the 33rd parallel, or 30 number 33, is very, very important. And the Masons are looking for an arrival. They have embraced these space gods. And this arrival, like the Bible says, is going to be so powerful, a delusion, that only the Lord protecting people will protect them from it. I mean, if the human race will accept, how do I word this, a vaccine into their system without hardly any questions at all, in spite of all the lies and even admitted lies from our leaders, excuse me, and they will do that, what are they going to do when the arrival occurs? Bible says, tells us what they're going to do. They're going to bow down and kiss the boots of Satan and his fallen angels, thinking they're God, probably the Anunnaki people. I don't know. We'll just have to watch and see how it plays out. But folks, like this Mary's message to the world, it is full of arrival information. I'll have to get into it at another time, because I know Larry's got another Torah code from, who gave you that one, Glazerson?
Yeah, there's a one I recently found from Glazerson, and he's out of Israel, and he did this code June of 2020, but it's been hidden as far as I can tell and just dropped out. But this is what's interesting, because in this Torah code, there's some really interesting wording that if you listen closely, it really links into a lot of things, and it kind of confirms what's going on, but yet at the same time, it's kind of a question mark, like, well, really, will that happen? Let me read you all the words. Ironically, there's 13 phrases or words in this matrix. 13 is the number. And this is by Matyahu Glazerson, Rabbi Glazerson out of Israel. Number one, Trump. Number two, President. Number three, 5780 or 2020. Number four, will save. Number five, the United States. Number six, Corona. Number seven, plague. Number eight, will be elected. Number nine, second time. Number 10, Cyrus. Number 11, will save. Number 12, Messiah. Number 13, surely will be redeemed. So it's
there it goes.
It's, you know, a lot of times we don't know, Stuart, what order really, or what significance to place the wording. But the wording in this, I don't think we've ever been at a time in history, especially in the United States, like we are right now.
Yeah, and that would definitely say that Trump somehow will pull a rabbit out of the hat, and he will continue on for a space and a time. These things are so fascinating. We live in the best of times, folks, and we live in the worst of times. I guess it depends on whether you're in Christ or not in Christ, I mean, there's a light on the horizon, and this is going to get very, very interesting. And that sort of goes along with George Washington's vision, which I have trouble with, but it may be just timing. Where, remember where George Washington said, was told by the angel, son of the Republic, and he was given this vision. And in the vision, we were attacked by multiple nations, but we survived it. And we came out the other side. And Red Elk sort of verified that, that we go through a horrible time, but the Lord brings us back. Now, my problem is, if we are brought back, then we've got a ways to go yet before the church leaves, because there is absolutely no question that Babylon is destroyed because they don't repent. And so there is a conflict there, unless you resolve the conflict by timing, and that the Lord is going to delay it because he wants as many people saved as can be saved. I mean, you know, his love for humanity, including the rich men, whether they believe it or not, is such that he just wants, he says, I take no pleasure in placing people into eternal ruin. And he says, it is my will that all come to repentance and that none perish. Well, that includes the rich men. That includes everybody. I've seen his love. He showed me what his love was. He loves his creation with a love type that is so, I don't know, you can't explain it, the depth, the height, the breadth of the love of God for his whole creation. But that love will also destroy, just like the flood. He just came to the point where he lost patience and said, this is it, and destroys it all. And there's something wrong with humanity, and we know what it is. It's the knowledge of good and evil. That was the fall of humanity way back then. This is why Jesus came here. He came here to rescue us. A lot of people say, well, there's no such thing as hell. There's no such thing as Satan. Well, then Jesus Christ was a complete idiot, because he claims in the scriptures that he went up to a high place and talked with Satan about all this. Well, how is that possible if Satan doesn't exist? And why would Jesus come down here to save us from something that isn't even there, like hellfire? If it's not there, then Jesus must be thoroughly mistaken. He probably on high drugs or something. Maybe he was smoking magic mushrooms or something when he gave all these prophecies. I don't understand people or their rationale, other than the fact they hate Jesus Christ and they don't want anything to do with it. Well, same thing happened in the flood, folks. They all got destroyed, and the same thing's going to happen again, only this time by fire. Last words, Larry. There's so much going on.
Yeah, two headlines real quick, both from Hal Turner, breaking headlines. Number one, because of Brexit, it says the European bond markets have plummeted after the Brexit, with Austria and France collapsing 85% of their bonds. So Europe is in trouble, and I don't know what this will do to next week's markets in the U.S., but we need to watch. And also, China has just deployed heavy military forces on the Indian border, including missiles, radar, support units, and attack aircraft. That's in that Ladakh sector with India, which is really an explosive place. So we got a lot to watch coming up in the next week.
Yeah, and it sounds kind of interesting. Didn't they kind of challenge Taiwan as well?
Yeah, and there are reports in the background, Stuart, that they're kind of thinking that if China does go for it, they'll go for Taiwan and attack India at the very same time.
Well, I guess tactically that would be very, very smart. Get it all done as a lightning strike, and before the world even wakes up to know what happened. That's good military tactics. So we know we're headed into war, and I think we know we're headed into a world war. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Heads up, prepare as best as you can. This thing is not going to go well, I don't believe. Anyway, I can't say Happy New Year. I can say have as good a year as possible. Anyway, good night, folks.